I always begin with a joke, so let me start right off. Life is fair. Those laughters signal deep disagreement. Millions of people homeless. Diseases running rampant. Accidents and death and catastrophes and terrorism. And the small priest has a sense of humor and says, life is fair. Well, depends how you look at it and how you decide what the purpose of life is. There are pessimists who want to turn the lights out just to see how dark it really is. I say, the goal of life is to become good. How often do I repeat? For Christians, the goal is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. The goal is not to have good things happen to you. That's why I say life is fair. Because what you choose is what you will become. But people say, I just lost my husband. I lost my wife. My child died. I lost my job. I'm old and my health is failing. But what have you chosen? How have you responded? Where have you stretched forth your hand by your decision? We often like to diagnose things we can't cure. We like to complain about things that have happened to us, as if we were helpless, as if there was no God and no power to become great people. Imagine if Helen Keller said, I'm blind and I can't hear, I might as well give up. If Beethoven said, you know what, I can't hear, there's no use writing music. What you choose is what makes life fair. Because everything else that you can't control, forget about. Do as much as you can to remain safe. Do as much as you can to plan ahead. But in everything you do, do not confuse the makeup with the way you really look. Look at what I have. Look at what I have achieved. Look at the friends that I have. No. Ask yourself the question, who are you? That's what's fair about life. At the end of life, when the makeup falls away, the friends disappear, the job no one cares about, your awards are dusty in the closet, you will look in the mirror and life will have been fair to you because you will be stuck with the person you have chosen to be. So don't think about changing the things you can't change. What happens to you is just another opportunity to choose who you want to become. You can complain about it just like I do. Say, geez, why did this happen? Why did that? But there comes a time where you have to stop and you have to say, what can I choose? But she was my life. But he was my life. He was my light. No, Christ is your life. God is your light. Your opportunities are there. That's why in 1 Corinthians 13, what we say at weddings, what is the first characteristic of love? Love is patient. Not patient to suffer, but patient enough to pray and to choose the path that doesn't even seem possible. To choose something that Christ is leading you to. Not to say, but I am missing this person. I am missing this opportunity. There was a word that was coined that said, we are not missing things, but we have a diffability, a different ability. Every time you see a loss in your life, Christ is saying, I will give you something great. I will give you something new. And that greatness is within you. The Jews wanted to change the political situation of the Romans. And Christ said, and what can a person give in exchange for his soul? If you change everything in your life and you don't change yourself with Christ's help, what good is it? Life is fair because it's not what becomes of you that's important. It's who you become. And that's the person you will take into eternity with you. And that is the most important thing. Polish your cars, look at your bank accounts. But first of all, God help you always take care of yourself. Because you are the greatest work of art, the first gift to everyone you meet, and the proof that Christ said, what you choose is what I will give you. As you sow, so shall you reap. Make sure those seeds are decent, good, and honest. And whatever happens to you is not as important as who you become. That's why I think life is fair. Slava Iisusu Hristu!